Hi, Scott Messina here. Welcome to the Messina Connection, where we cover sports, music, people, and a little bit of politics. Can you handle the conversation?
So, it's called pork. They do these, and I'm not a politician. Some people have asked me to be, and I don't know, man. I don't know if the world would be ready for that.
I don't think anybody would.
But you can tell, I would tell the truth.
Sure.
And so they do these monster bills with blah, 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 and all this stuff, all this kickback. I mean, all this crazy kickback and pork is built into these bills. And, oh, you don't get this, this, and this, and this with the Republicans if we don't get this, 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 and this. And that's how they cross the aisle. Not anymore. Nope. And if you really think about it, man, you know, who's suffering? It's our money. U.S. government can only make so much money. I got buddies that are Capitol Hill police that can only make, I don't know, don't quote me on the number, $160,000 to $200,000 a year. Capitol Hill, all their overtime, over there, everything, they're putting their lives on, you know, the line all the time. That's the same with Congress, same with Senate. They are public servants.
Yeah.
How in the living hell are they worth $2, $3, $4, $5 million?
Yep.
How's Bernie Sanders got five houses? Elizabeth Warren. Oh my God, Pelosi just takes the cake, man. When I get going and her husband, there's no way nobody could be that genius in the stock market.
Right.
But Martha Stewart had to do 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
But Martha had to do 5 years.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Martha. I love you. And you took it. She's an OG, dude. Martha Stewart's an OG, came back even more powerful. And I'm not bitching, and I'm not saying all this to get enemies and people on my ass and all that. But the really truth of the matter is, if you've done wrong, what's it called? The chicken's coming to roost. That's what I was trying to think earlier. The chicken is coming to roost. And we have a president that just does not give an F. He doesn't care. He's not reelected. He's doing this, you know. He'll benefit from it. All the presidents benefit from it. And they should. I think, you know, what do you think about, you know?
No, I think that finding out, I mean, it's what is so sad is the fact that the amount of money that we have sent to other countries, yet, you know, between the drug epidemic and the homelessness. But, I mean, I think the only way you're going to really correct this, I mean, you can't, you know, I know a few teachers and they're making $30,000 a year when you could up their pay and help educate people and, you know, give money to inner cities and programs to prevent all this. But, you know, just that is my big thing, is that with finding all this wasteful money, I want to see that go to something that benefits, you know, the less fortunate and our veterans that are struggling. And, you know, if when you go to war and you're in a war and you don't, when you come out of that and you have an addiction or PTSD, like
that's real.
I think that's where I'm hoping this all changes, where, you know, because I have a few employees that are all, both of them are war veterans, and for them to get into the VA and get seen by a reputable doctor is almost impossible. To the point that both of them now have taken on our insurance because they can't go to the VA.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just wrong, you know. In my eyes, that's wrong.
One of my clients is the PVA. I'm going to give a shout out to the PVA, Paralyzed Veterans of America. Been a client of mine for 15 years. They do so much. It's 501c3. They're actually on Pennsylvania Avenue. They've been around forever. But man, these stories are like mind-blowing, you know. And it does piss me off, even in the entertainment business, it does piss me off that if you know how to dunk or dribble a basketball, you're making $300 million. But if you know how to teach a child or you're putting your life at stake, you know, as a firefighter or something, you're making 30 grand, 40 grand, and with your family not knowing if you're coming home that night. I mean, sure. It's reverse, man. It's devil shit. I don't know what else to say. Now, back to Nashville, circling back to this great town. And we talked about, dude, Nashville, you know, when the Lainey Wilsons and the Jelly Rolls and the Alan Jacksons and the Luke Bryants and Jason, I could just keep going on and on.
Sure.
Bro, and my boy Bob, don't give me Kid Rock, That's the best place on Broadway. Oh, my goodness. That place, no, they're all wonderful places. I like Hank Williams Jr.'s place, too. I love them all. But, man, they are so veteran, pro-veteran. What we're saying.
Sure.
It's just so pro-veterans, so pro-America, so pro. Talk about who should be a pop. Kid Rock should be a politician, bro. My man blew up those Bud Lights. I still push me to bed with laughing at night. I'm like, dude, did he really just do that with an AR-15?
Yeah,
it was the principle.
He's crazy.
It's really not politics, though, man. It's common sense. And that's what people, my feeds on IG and Facebook, and it's the stuff I get blasted with. And I'm like, I have been quiet long enough, David. I have been quiet long enough, bro. I'm done. I've stayed quiet. 77 plus million people had always felt like me, and I'm very blessed to be in a situation to be self-employed, such as yourself.
Absolutely.
Where I don't have to be PC.
Exactly.
I got canceled before, and I'm not going to say from, I got canceled before canceled was cool. I don't care. As long as my family's healthy, I'm healthy, and I'm able to rock and do what I do, I'm going to start getting loud. And that's what the Messina Connection is all about, man.
Awesome.
Connecting with buddies like you who have been, you know, quite successful but are humble. You don't see that too often, and that's with the Nashville artists and some other artists. I mean, hip-hop artists and JT. You know, just certain people are just so – the philanthropy is just mind-blowing to me. Because I believe you have to give to get, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
But the veteran side of it, man, what Nashville does for our veterans and for our Americans, and it's
a very patriotic place.
And it's not everybody's so nice. Everybody's so nice. Maybe not in business mode and on Music Row. I don't know. I don't know how that is. I mean, the old saying, and I'm not saying this. I could actually talk about it because the publishing company's not even in existence anymore. But there was a Christian publishing company back in the day, bro. It was the most evil. It was worse than anything. and I was like sitting there, how's that even possible?
Right.
How did they get away? And this brings the whole conversation full circle. How did they get away with this shit? How did they get away with it? Not just the music industry, the government.
Well, yeah. No, that's yeah. They get away with whatever they want. But now, I hopefully that is coming to an end. So it's a sad situation when, you know, I don't know how many 100, 150 billion they've already found that's just wasted.
Oh, 150 billion. I was told, don't quote me on these numbers because it could have changed, whatever. $800 billion, which sounds like a lot of money. Start taking what we're, I would take it. But Elon would probably be there next year. But $800 billion, and we're giving away trillion, we're, you know, $30 trillion in national debt and this and that, and that. We can get that back if people pay their share in other countries. However, at somewhere around $700 to $800 billion can cure the homeless, can cure hunger, and can cure the military and veterans, everything we were talking about.
Right.
And I'm like, are you serious? Why hasn't it been done? America first, man. Let's go. America first. And that's why I refuse to stay quiet. I just refuse to stay quiet. People like John Rich, man. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, John Rich, with his bar right up the street, which I love. Redneck Riviera.
Oh, yeah.
That dude was getting loud back when The Apprentice first started. He was always pro-patriot, you know, and just killing it on that. Whether people agree or disagree. How can people disagree with finding this waste in spending? I'm talking about normal people. I understand why the politicians are bitching. Because they're worried about getting caught. It's going to be bad. People, you know, there's no money going in your pocket. Yeah. Why do you care if we find all of this thievery? It's a great word.
It is.
Thievery.
Well, they're all running right now to the hills because they're being figured out. And they got away with it for so long. I mean, government, I have another buddy who does government contracts, and he was telling me about what they charge and stuff. And I was like, blown away.
They put what, $1,500? The Pentagon had a $1,500 coffee mug. They've already found that. Hetseth found that, which is a whole other story of why people are beating that guy up. I'm like, that guy's a genius. He's a smart dude, and so many people. I can only imagine the emails and posts I'm going to hear about this. But $1,500 coffee mug. I remember when I lived there, I went to the Hilton, Congressional Hilton, and it was like I'm aging myself. 1988, I was doing an event at the Washington, D.C. Hilton. It was a $35 muffin in 88.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that is now?
Yeah.
But as long as the Redskins get their new stadium in D.C., we'll be good. I need my new stadium in D.C. Oh, man. That's a whole other thing. I think we're going to get the logo back. I go squirrel on these things, man. That's what I do. But I'm actually bringing it a full circle because you started with the Eagles, so I'm going to end with the Redskins. The Redskins coming back. The name won't come back, and I'm okay. I mean, dude, anybody who knows me knows I'm the most non-racist human being. I don't give a rat's ass if you're white, black, yellow, red, blue. I don't care. Music is colorblind. Love is colorblind. I love everybody. I'm a common sense dude, right? 54? I'll be 55 this year. 55 years of being a fan, and I never once thought of red skin. I never thought of that. No. I never thought of that. I thought of it as a honor. They're going to keep the commander's name is what they're going to do. So we're not going to get the name back, but they're already starting to push, and I'm starting to see some T-shirts and sweatshirts and all that merch. It's starting to show it a lot more so, and it's not third-party craziness.
Well, it's a good thing Dan Snyder's not there anymore.
Oh, gee. And look how far we went on his first year out.
Yep, exactly.
I saw an interview. He said he was sick to his stomach, bro. He said, so that dude got, what, $6.1 billion for that team. And it doesn't matter because he's just known as a loser in history forever. He wasn't able to ever do anything with that team.
Yep.
But he's $6.1 billion. So what would you rather have, a ring or $6.1 billion?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, money's not everything.
You get that money, but you still know you have an L attached to your forehead. And everybody in the DMV hates you.
There's another NFL East owner that is going to feel the same thing someday.
Who?
The Cowboys.
Oh, and NFC East, yeah.
NFC East.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Jerry, he, and I am a Jerry fan, dude. I'm telling you right now, we had a suite years ago. Kids were younger. And that, honestly, you know how much you and I hate the Cowboys.
Absolutely.
I mean, I will vote. I voted for the Eagles just so I could say that we were one game away from the Super Bowl and beaten by the Super Bowl champs. I'm good with that. We got a rookie quarterback. We're just getting started.
Absolutely.
So I mean, nothing to be ashamed of. I wasn't even upset about that. I get goosebumps talking about this, dude. Jerry's, you know, what he has a lot of influence in the NFL. Absolutely. A lot of influence. He's the man. And I'm a big fan. It's the best stadium I've ever been to in my life. I'm telling you, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are... They got these big poles and they're working on them, but they're classy. Like your 8-year-old kid can sit there and you don't have to worry about it. But right. Ben, our age is like, hell go, hell go. But Jerry's the man. And he's true to his conviction, man. He's like, you know what? This is my team until I die. What did he say something about? I didn't buy this for my kids. I bought this because I love football and this is for me. I'm like, my man. However, there comes a point where you just hit the wall. You do, you know, 100-yard dash in a 90-yard gym, and you just hit the wall. They've hit the wall, man. And they're paying Dak that much money?
Oh, yeah. He said they're close, though. Very close to winning.
All right. Prediction. Giants or Dallas? Who's going to be better sooner?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think the Cowboys have to be. The demand is great.
Oh, their fan base. I'll tell you what, to their fan base, I will give their fan base. It supersedes any other team. Maybe New England Patriots, but the Patriots are done for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, with the draft coming up, but I think the Cowboys are going to have to. The Cowboys are like the Yankees.